On October 2nd, India will mark the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. There will be the usual speeches, the laying of wreaths, and his favorite hymns. But in faraway Ghana, in Africa, some are singing a different tune. There is a campaign afoot in the University of Ghana to remove Mahatma Gandhi's statue from its campus. It's a statue gifted by the President of India. There's even a Twitter hashtag now, Gandhi Must Fall. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. South Africans say India gave us Mohandas Gandhi. We returned him as the Mahatma or Great Soul. South African academics Ashwin Desai and Ghulam Wahid have a different take in their book, The South African Gandhi, Stretcher Bearer of the Empire. When Gandhi lived in South Africa, he had written letters where he had referred to Africans as Kaffirs, a derogatory term. He had also campaigned for a separate entrance for Indians at the post office so they did not have to share one with Africans. Desai said in an interview with SABC, he had two childhood heroes, John Wayne and Mahatma Gandhi. It was a shock to find his heroes had clay feet.
Was he a racist in the way he conducted himself in South Africa? In the sense that, did he make common cause with the most oppressed, the most subjugated, the most exploited of South Africans at the time, which were African people? No, he didn't. What he tried to do was to ally himself with white minority power and hope that Indians would become junior partners.
Author Arundhati Roy on the Laura Flanders Show talked about Gandhi's record in South Africa.
He partnered with the British in the Boer War to tighten imperialism in South Africa. He partnered with the British in the very, very brutal put down of the Zulu uprising.
He served in the military.
Yet it's also undeniable that despite all these problems, the larger message of Gandhi inspired civil rights legends from Nelson Mandela to Bayard Rustin to Martin Luther King Jr. to Barack Obama, who had said his ideal dinner guest would have been Mahatma Gandhi.
I might not be standing before you today as President of the United States had it not been for Gandhi and the message he shared and inspired with America and the world.
Were all these people duped? Not really. Gandhi might have distanced himself from the black and colored Africans in South Africa, but that does not mean his life, his work, his strategies to take on a more powerful foe could not be inspiring to black leaders. They could seek in Gandhi the change they wanted to see in the world. Historian Ramachandra Guha said to speak of comprehensive equality for coloured people was premature in early 20th century South Africa. Gandhi was barely 24 when he went there. Even his grandson, Raj Mohan Gandhi, has admitted, saying he was at times ignorant and prejudiced. Indians, however, have turned him into Saint Gandhi. But Gandhi should be opened up to debate. Instead, we have placed him beyond debate. In 2015, the Indian Supreme Court ruled that use of profane language against Gandhi was unacceptable, even in the name of satire or art. Albert Einstein famously said, generations to come would scarcely believe that such a man as this, ever in flesh and blood, walked upon this earth. We have progressively drained Gandhi of flesh and blood as we put him on the pedestal. Whatever comes of Ghana's attempt to remove that statue, the debate sparked by the petition should be seen in that light. Stella Amoa of the University of Ghana tells Pulse TV there's nothing wrong with having a petition.
Well, as you know, this is an academic community, and if there is an issue and they decide to submit a petition, I think the university has no problem in such a petition.
It will weigh the pros and cons. And Ghana is not the only place. Even in San Francisco, protesters from lower caste communities from India have protested at the Gandhi statue in the Ferry Building over the years. In a way, Gandhi the statue is becoming Gandhi the human. The wily old man might have well approved. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.